Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Good, baby.
Good.
Woo! Haven't seen you guys in a week.
I know. How you doing?
How's everybody been?
Good.
Mariah,
good.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Haven't seen you in a long, long time.
Yeah, we did a little outfit change.
Haven't seen you since my last outfit.
Yeah. I hope everybody's doing absolutely amazing today.
Yep.
Matt, your last two outfits... Or no, this today's outfit and the episode a couple episodes ago, that outfit, one of my favorite outfits that you've ever had.
Well, you know, who are you wearing?
You have good style.
Closet Day Zane.
Very good style.
And you have better style now. Going into your closet now, I'm like, ooh, where were these fits?
I know.
His closet feels like a private selection for like a fitting or something where you can like sift through them.
It's like a showroom.
Ooh, so, instead of A-list, you should call it Z-list.
Zane, that's good.
Wow, get
wait
like
a minute.
Come out
top.
With a boutique.
Oh, okay, Z-list good.
Boutique.
Well, you guys, as you guys know, I've had really bad style like over the past years of my life. So I've had a little bit of help on changing because I'm really bad at outfits.
All you have to do is pay somebody to help you look good, baby.
That's right.
I just grabbed anything from my closet, but my closet's just looking better lately, which is
that
really nice. That
you've been wearing is really nice. They have a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, so I saw them on my Instagram ads.
Oh, really?
And I went to the store, I bought like a few things, and I DM'd them. I was like, I love your guys' stuff, like, because they have like the kind of the chopped look without like having to chop it yourself. The fit is amazing. And I told them that, and they're like, well, actually, coincidentally, we have a showroom right now in LA, because they're not an American company. They're from, you know, Europe.
Yeah.
Like, we actually have a show for a couple of weeks. You want to stop by? So they had me stop by, and they gave me like so many clothes.
Oh, that's sick.
That's the best.
I was able to fill up a good amount of their stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm just pretty much been wearing scuffers.
Oh.
That's why you've been seeing all this.
Scuffers. That's the name.
Scuffers.
And they're with like another brand, but yeah.
I like the
chop look makes you look taller. That's why
it is very Jedi chic.
Jedi chic. That's a good way to put it.
Your sleeves look like you got a lightsaber on you too. Like, yeah.
Bro, this is Jedi chic.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Lazy day Jedi.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, man. All right. Let's jump into it, baby.
Boom.
You're going to jump in. Okay.
It's Comic Talk, baby. Let's go.
We don't have Jordan today. We don't have Jordan today. It's an in-house team, in-house team, in-house team.
Got an in-house team,
in-house.
Ow.
Nice.
All right.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. My name is Zane Hijazi.
And I'm Heath Hussar.
My name is Matt.
King. I'm
Queen.
Mariah Francis Amato.
All right.
Soon to be.
I always forget your middle name. I always forget.
He reacts every time.
Mariah Francis Amato. All right.
Amato.
Well, welcome back to another Zane Heath Unfiltered episode. Thank you so much for coming back here. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy, busy day. I know y'all got work. I know you got school. But coming here to listen, to watch is crazy.
Shout out to the graduates, too. Anybody who's graduating, congratulations.
They're graduating. Oh, yeah.
I feel like a handful of people have probably now graduated.
Congratulations on the congratulations, man. Love that shit.
Moving that tassel.
Before we continue the episode, this episode is always sponsored by the best energy drink in the entire world, Accelerator. Right, add in thunder
explosions.
Yeah, explosions, thunder. Because that's how it makes you feel when you drink one of these cans, baby.
That's right. You're going to get sustained energy and you're going to boost that metabolism all in one little can, baby.
Not only is this the best go-go juice before a workout, just if you need a pick-me-up throughout the day, if you don't want to drink one night when you're going out with your friends,
yep.
You pop in one of these. It's literally like drinking with your friends.
It's like lightning in a can.
Exactly. And not only that, my favorite part is only got 10 calories per can. It's healthy.
My favorite part is the flavors, baby. They are so good, each and every one of them.
They got two new flavors, Tropical Punch and Cherry Ice Pop. Baby, Cherry Ice Pop is my favorite flavor. You see me drinking one of these every single episode. And you guys really need to try it. It's like been our go-go juice for the past 8 months. You guys, you see us drink it every single episode, and you guys need to try it. Make sure to go to the link in our description to get yourself a pack.
That's right, baby. Accelerator, thank you so much for just keeping us going. Honestly, keeping this podcast alive.
Thank you, baby. Cheers, baby. Let's get this episode going, baby. Accelerator, we love you. Now back to the episode.
We have a very special episode today.
We do.
Do we have a guest that I don't know?
So you remember not too long ago on our Patreon episode, where you were saying like there was an opportunity to meet somebody that you really, really like and you didn't get the chance to.
Shut up.
Come on down. Rick Glassman.
Oh my God. It's a pleasure. This is not
happening. This is happening, Matt.
You don't understand what I was like.
We did it.
How are you doing, man? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Rick.
See you again, Mariah. Yeah.
Welcome to the pod. Where's he sitting? Where am I sitting?
Matt, you're gonna sit right here.
I'm going to sit there?
Yeah, you're going to sit right here.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, wait, you are good. Yeah, just sit down. It's already focused.
You're home. I thought it was just a work studio. You don't have a picture on the wall, nor a piece of dirt on the floor.
I'm really bad at that. I don't know how to make a house.
Why don't
you
just pretend your house is a studio?
That's kind of what we do.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I'm saying decorate the house. Pretend people are going to see your house.
Yeah, so make the whole house like a giant studio where it's like I have a backdrop in the living room and just make it like a work.
Yeah, you could have some colors. Like you could make some choices. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Are you good with like interior design?
Well,
you see, at Marshall Carpet, we don't have customers, we have family. And I find that if you start with a piece, whether it's a wall, whether it's a nice rug, it makes it easier to make choices around that. So if you're in Northeast Ohio, check out Marshall Rug Gallery. But no matter where you are, make choices. IKEA once had a billboard. You know what it said?
Be bold, not beige.
That's right. And okay. I live by that in my life.
Wow. I watched an episode, I think it was with your dad or it was somebody, I was listening to it while I was working and you kept showing different carpets or different pieces of carpet and I was like, oh, this is just a bit, but it's not.
No, I got some sound panels for behind my couch so it sounds better and also has a little bit of a look. And before I put them up, they sent me some samples of colors.
Yeah.
So yes, we made a bit out of the samples to have them, they were guessing the names of the colors, but no, it's, you don't want to have nothing up. You want to walk into a place and it feels like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Beautiful home though.
Thank you.
You should use it.
I only use like 20% of it.
Well, that's not why we're here. I have a lot of opinions.
How's your day going, Rick?
Pretty good. I just did a podcast.
Oh, whose?
My podcast.
Oh, Tyso.
Yes. With Tom Papa.
Tom Papa?
Yeah.
Shout badass.
Tom Papa. Very cool. Put his Instagram handle up here. Tom Papa is a stand-up comedian. He's been doing it for a while. He's like one of the guys who's like in like the Jerry Seinfeld and the
oh.
He has his Netflix special is really good.
I'll check him out.
Very
funny. I mean he looks familiar, but I don't think I've ever
Jim Gaffigan, like he's with those guys.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Have you been having a good time during this Netflix is a joke week right now in LA?
Good energy.
Is it? I'm just trying. I'm pepped up. My nerves are through the roof. I didn't expect
don't
this. I'm
me
happy,
yet.
But I'm a little angry because
I'm. I know. I'm not. I felt the same. I was like, I don't think you're gonna like this.
I wanted to give you a heads up so you would know, but the surprise was so cool.
Well, I want to. Can we talk
some
about
drama?
Like, what this is? Because I
reached out and he was so confused.
I wasn't, and then I was because I didn't know you were on this podcast.
Yeah.
You had reached out to have me do your podcast to surprise him. I'm like, wait, I'm confused. Wasn't that his podcast?
Yeah. Three podcasts.
Strong choices. Maybe set up what this is because I,
because like I did your other podcast.
Right. Good Intentions.
I had good intentions going on.
Good Intentions.
Good Influences. And then, and it was fun. They reached out, whoever, people.
Carly reached out to you. I got it wrong thinking Aaron reached out to him. There was a bit of drama that they had booked you without me
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of messages and it was like, and they were mad at those girls.
And I was crushed and embarrassed because I was also thinking when this was all going down, where I was thinking, oh my God, Rick Glassman is probably seeing all of this. And this is really embarrassing because I didn't want you getting harassed or also getting this bad impression of me or anything like that.
I didn't even know.
He goes, surprise, Matt. Who's
how could I have a bad impression of you from other people?
I think the whole thing was
influences.
Like a misunderstanding.
It was a misunderstanding. Yeah. Obviously, Mike was a big fan. I couldn't be there. They surprised Mike with you. Carly and Aaron did. And
I also never knew. And like, I love my podcast. I think my podcast is fantastic.
Yes. We think ours is the best too.
Okay. And maybe for the people who do like Ollie's and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I don't, to be somebody who's like, that like somebody's so excited to meet me mm-hmm. that isn't like a family member to see me again. It's like, am I at this caliber?
Yeah, you are.
Well, you know, I've been, perhaps. But I'm also like, what does that mean? Like, I understand you like people and you want to meet them. You have them, like, they're people I want to get on my podcast and it's exciting. But then I found out that you weren't there and you introduced him to my thing and like, no, I should have been to surprise you, not to him. And it was like all this stuff. It's like,
I'm the man.
They all want me.
I'm the fucking man. So then when you reach, I felt, I was like, guys, I'll go back on when you're there. It's all good. Like, whatever. And it's like, no, it fucking blew it. It fucking blew it.
He did.
Now he's not going to go on. And I don't know what was going on with this person and this person, but they were not acting the way they normally do. And I saw his up, and he's got to be fucking pissed. And then so I read, I was like, I don't avoid comments, but I read all of them. And it was just like, people like, hey, relax, just to show me. I'm like, fuck you, you don't get it. It's like, there was a lot of stuff, man. The skateboarding world is fucking nuts. And then you're like, hey, do you want to come do it? I'm like, yeah, I feel like I'm tearing apart a family. I have to come. Come on.
Do you feel like you're getting canceled for the first time?
No.
Have you ever been canceled?
I don't know. I'm a good guy.
But to give you context, this is Zane and Heath Unfiltered. This has been their podcast. We've been doing this podcast as the four of us
for five years.
5 years.
Five houses.
Right?
Could have been.
Three houses, actually. One, two, three. Three houses.
Yeah. Three houses, three studios.
Good us.
And thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Just, is that enough context? What else do you need to understand about what's going on?
We pretty much, people watching this that didn't see, unless everybody knows what's happening over on Good Influences.
No, I think a lot of people are tuning in to just
Yeah, people are going to not know who I am, what that relationship is, the other stuff. So this is more to bring them into it.
Yeah. People knew I was upset. I was crushed knowing that my friends got to have a conversation with one of my favorite comedians and I couldn't be there.
How did you find out about me?
How did I find out about you? The Instagram video of you in Vegas calling down to the front desk to ask them for a late checkout.
Dr. Glassman, we'll cut to it.
Now, that time where you were calling down, asking for a late checkout, saying you're Dr. Glassman, was that something you've been doing for a long time, or were you quirky in that moment and just wanted to try it out?
Do you want, if this is going to be interview-esque, do you want me to do stuff like, it's actually a good question.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do that kind of stuff?
Whatever way you want, Rick.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to do that. So
Matt's never turned sideways for me.
That's a good question.
Do you pull the doctor card a lot, I guess? No, are you a big prank phone caller? Like when you were a kid, were you prank phone calling a lot?
You know, you're a kid, you prank call. I don't know if I was a prank call guy, but you would do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm a silly boy. And, you know, you do silly stuff. And I was calling down. I did that a few times. I called down for something, late checkout. I want to get order a certain meal, whatever. And then when you call down and you have friends around you, you just turn it on a little bit. Yeah. So I was just doing stuff and I was getting laughs. So I just kept leaning into it. But no, that's not like a genre of mine by any means. It's just, you know, when you can make your buddies laugh, you kind of
you're hungover in the morning. It's a good vibe. Yeah,
I don't really drink, but
you smoke. Are you high?
I wanted to get high for the Tom Papa episode, but it was early in the day. And when I get high, I get high for a little bit and then you get drained from it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want it to wear all. I didn't want to be in the middle of this no idea what's happening thing. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, I don't feel right. But I think I should have.
Yeah. But hey.
Do you guys want to get high?
No, yeah. I got stuff I got to do today.
I kind of want to go.
I got stuff I got to do tomorrow.
Rick Glassman, so you are a stand-up comedian, you also do podcasts, and you also make content on the internet, correct?
Well, yeah, dramatic actor first.
Dramatic actor.
Yeah, I start off in comedy. I'm a drama guy now. Nice. And but you're, yeah, you're, podcasting and stand-up and acting. I get hired to do comedies, but
okay.
Can I give you like a scenario to see if you can like do it? Acting wise, I think I heard you do this on Pete Holmes, but I didn't see it because I was listening. Like waking up, like you guys acting like you're waking up, like you're asleep, and I'm like Rick, 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 and just like you coming.
Wow, he's getting sleepy already. This guy's in.
Yeah, you could try and wake me up, but then.
Oh, he's falling asleep. Oh, Rick, stay with
us. Fine. I just don't want to feel like. I mean, it's you're already cutting stuff out.
No. Rick, stay with us.
We're good.
Rick, wake up. Dude, we're recording right now.
This is amazing. Yeah. It's really good.
You good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sorry,
I know. We just had you on as a guest, good, and good, now good. You... Water, good.
Where are you from?
Cleveland?
Boy,
my arm's tired. Thank you so much.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
No, I'm from Florida. I just never met somebody from Cleveland.
Fun fact about Rick, he also played basketball against LeBron James in high school.
Cut to a clip.
What?
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Was it one game or multiple games?
We played against him in two games. I got in one.
You got in one. And you already knew who he was at the time, right?
He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated 2 days before.
Oh, shit.
Why were you playing against him? Like, what was the situation?
We were a good team. We were a good team, and I'm from Northeast Ohio, where they're from.
There's Rick and there's LeBron.
End of the first half, and we were up by two. And it was very, very cool.
Now, did you ever get to see LeBron since playing him in high school and getting to bring up that?
I never. Once I told this, and that might actually be where that clip is with Sam. I told the story on my podcast that a couple years into the league, I would go to Cavs games all the time. And before LeBron was on the team, you could, if you're a college student, you could bring your college ID, and for $15, you get whatever seats are available, the best seats. So you could go in day of $15 and go down because there's seats down there.
Okay.
So I'd go all the time. And then LeBron came and everything sold out. And a friend invited me to a game. He had great seats. We got to go in the back after. And LeBron, when they're coming out of the tunnel, he came out. And there were some kids in a section that was like roped off to not go into where the players are.
Yeah.
And he signed a couple autographs. And I was in there with those kids. And I had this picture, not that, but another picture of us. And he's 6 months younger than me, you know? And I'm like, he's 27. And I'm like, LeBron, he walked by me, he didn't sign. I'm like, LeBron, we played together in high school. And he goes, congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's it. Didn't even give you a signature.
No, but
anything?
Also, it broke my heart because like I'm such a fan of the Cavs and of him. And I went home and I took off the Sports Illustrated covers that he was on off my wall.
Oh, damn.
Peeled your Fat Boy sticker off the wall, too.
I had one. I did save everything, though. I still have all the covers. But like as I'm older now, and it's like I'm just some guy standing in with these kids, like you know they're all up to my waist, and I'm like LeBron,
you know me,
yeah,
we played in high school.
But he is my dream guest. I have two dream guests, and one I've had, and I've talked about. And I'm airing soon, I think. I had Will Smith on years ago.
Oh wow!
And I never posted it because it was a very short episode, and then blah 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 blah. We're gonna do a part two, and I just found out I think that's about to happen. Literally 5 years later, but and to make it a full episode. But other than him, it would be LeBron who I want to have on.
Wow. How would the interview go? Would you start off with like
on the court?
If he
redemption.
Even recognizes that it is you, would you have the picture up behind you, or just keep it organic? And
I would. I,
how fast would you reveal that you guys played?
I would
each
make
other
sure that
school.
I talk about it before it ended.
Yeah,
but that's not why I want to talk to him. That would just be like a fun little thing if it came up. If he said, where'd you go to school? It'd be a fun thing for him to be like, oh shit. But otherwise, like I just want to talk to him about some other stuff.
Yeah.
And you're not going to post it until you have that part too? The Will one?
Yeah. Well, I've thought about putting it on my Patreon or something. Yeah. But like, now it's become this kind of thing where some people are like, how come he's not posting? They're mad. Some people think it's a bit or something. So like, I want to wait until I actually have the full piece.
Got
because
it.
It's not a podcast episode. It's after when I edited it down, it's under 25 minutes. It's like almost a half
That's
hour.
That's good. There's podcasts all the time that like do normal episodes and they just include like the guests in the middle just to kind of like
That's not what I want to do, though.
No.
I want to make. I want it to be an episode. So here it is. Now it'll be like this, and then fade to black 5 years later, open up, and it's a full piece. You know what I mean?
I haven't seen that before. That.
But I met him when I was in college. I was bowling at Kent, right next to Akron, where LeBron's from. And I was bowling, and I'm five strikes in a row. And then the bowling alley started coming around and watching. And I, ninth frame.
You were born to be a star.
I appreciate that. And I'm on the 10th frame, 9 strikes. I'm 3 away, and everyone's crowded around. And then Will Smith is there. Will Smith is in Kent, Ohio, at this bowling alley.
Was he shooting a movie or something?
I don't know. I know it was a work something. I don't know what he was doing. I made up that maybe he's there doing something with LeBron. I just because years later, I saw a picture of Will Smith, LeBron, and Dave Chappelle together. So wow. Like, are they all buddies? I posted that picture. I go, like, I'm going to make this my wallpaper. And somebody commented, I know the one in the middle, who's Will Smith, is a rapper, but who are the other two? And I was like, oh, this world is so racist. And but anyway, and I bowled 10 strikes in a row. I was 2 away from a perfect game. I didn't get it. But I bowled, then I got an 8, and I picked it up for 288. And then Will he didn't say, and he wasn't like, oh, good. Like, I didn't see him. I saw he was there.
But you were trying to impress him with your strikes.
I wanted to, but I wasn't even paying attention to it. I didn't know he was there.
That's some crazy pressure, like Will Smith about to watch you bowl a 300. I would choke.
Well, he acknowledged, it was like, you acknowledged, like, we saw each other, but after there's lots of people. It's just like this. Like, I saw him, and
it's the same.
And then years later, I saw him at my agency, and LeBron, we played together at the same. Will, I'm the guy who bowled the perfect game. I didn't say anything else. He didn't even say where. And he goes, oh, shit. And he came up, and we talked for a little bit, and I was there filming something else. I was using my agency's office to film a sketch. So I was there to film something else.
Yeah.
And I had the stuff, so I'm like, I didn't even have officially a podcast at the moment. So I'm like, but I get interviewed, and it was like this thing, and we talked, and there's some stuff we had to edit out, and left, and he came back, and blah, blah, blah. So it's like 20-some minutes, and I'm like, I technically podcasted, I did an interview with Will Smith, but I haven't posted yet because it's not a full thing. And he said we could do it again, and then it's hard to get in touch with people. Well, he's busy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I've been waiting to piece it all together, but that's like, and now people don't even believe, like, people like, he's lying. Like, they don't think I really did it.
I wouldn't either, but, you know, it'll come out at some point.
Yeah, it builds hype.
We'll wait for that.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
How's your mother?
Thanks for asking.
You have a great mother.
Is that it seemed like a kind of a bad Mark Wahlberg impression?
Say hi to your mother for me.
She's good. Hey. How's yours? Everybody have everybody with
you? Yeah. Yes, everyone. Thank God.
Thank you for asking and checking in.
Yeah,
on
I would
that.
Not do good.
Did you get your mom anything for Mother's Day?
I didn't get her something for Mother's Day, but here's the thing. One, it's none of your business.
Okay.
Okay. And I mean that in the meanest way.
Pardon
and
me.
And two, you raise your hand because you didn't either.
She doesn't care too much about gifts. I think just a phone call and like a long phone call to her is like the gift, like is a good Mother's Day gift.
Is your mother the type of person who would like for you to ask them what they want as the gift? They expect you to bring a gift.
She has no expectations. I also, now that I'm an award-winning dramatic actor, I am making a little bit of money. I couldn't afford to, you know, not decorate all these rooms, but
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
She's coming out here soon, and I'm taking us to Disneyland, and I'm taking us to, we're going to go see, what is it? Who goes, hello?
Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire, the musical.
You owe me a Coke. And, yeah, we're going to go see that. Like, I do. I get, when I'm there, I pay. I do. I go. It's my pleasure. They always took care of me, and I'm in a position of paying for stuff. But like now it's Mother's Day. Oh, I have to get you something. I don't have to fake it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you get better gifts and experiences than your brother does with her?
I can only compare it to former versions of myself.
Oh, right.
So I don't know.
Are you
my
like-
brother? My brother gave her a grandson.
That is. Oh, and you're not there yet.
No.
Are you?
We're
engaged.
No. Newly.
And I'm
married. I need somebody to have a kid with, I think.
You're looking, you're actively looking right now, or you're kind of naturally?
No. I was just making a joke because we haven't said anything until I mentioned had my baby.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, at a certain, I do want kids.
Yeah. How old are you?
27.
27?
I know, right? He looks great.
Fucking old. Yeah, I know. I'm fucking old. I'm 30. 31. 31?
31.
31.
You just turned 31, didn't you?
Yeah. How do you know that?
The hesitation.
April 28th?
April 28th? No. My birthday?
Yeah.
Want to guess again?
No.
Okay.
May 4th?
No, November 18th.
Then you didn't just turn. You lied to me, and that's why I guess.
No, I didn't say I just turned. He said.
You just said. Yes, I did. How did you know? Everyone heard. You need headphones. You heard him say that, right?
How did you know?
In a way, yeah.
You just said,
did
yeah.
I say I just turned?
You said 30, 31, 31. I said, you just turned 31. You go, yes. How did you know?
Oh, my bad. I black out. I black out like half of the episode. I don't know how I'm so doing, but I black out.
Times.
I literally, good... like, shit goes in, it goes out the other. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I watched that happen a couple times.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Happened to you once.
Me?
During the bowling alley stuff, yeah.
I was picturing a perfect score, and I was just trying to remember what the number was for it.
What's a turkey? Is a turkey a perfect score?
Three in a row.
That's a turkey. That's it.
Oh. Yeah. So when you get a spare, it counts that 10 plus one of whatever the next thing is. So if you get a spare and then a 10 in the first frame, you get 20. You get your 10 from the spare and then 10 from the next bowl. Right.
Okay.
A strike, you get the next two numbers. So if I get a spare and then an 8, frame one is 18. If I get a spare and then a strike, frame one is 20. But with a strike, it counts two. So if you get a strike, you get the 10 for the first frame, then you get the next 10 and the next 10. So in the first frame, you get 30. So you have the option of getting 30 in every frame. 30 times 10 is?
300.
You owe me a Coke.
Like that's how I blocked out again because I don't know anything about bowling.
Are you good with math?
Name any two numbers.
69 and 14.
Heard of both of them. Whoa, cool. Yeah. So you're not a comedian?
Her mic is not working right now for some reason. So that's why she's been sitting inside.
Trust me, you don't want the smoke, trust me.
Because the confidence of you liking a joke that you heard and not only out loud saying, I'm gonna take that, but then saying I'm gonna write it down would be like a bank robber going to a vault on a tour, people not knowing that the robber being like, okay, is that the combination? I'm gonna take this money.
Yeah, no, trust me, you got nothing to worry about.
Take pictures of security.
She never like uses it like publicly, which is nice. But like when you're talking one on one, it's nice to take a joke.
I'm gonna use it to Zane because he's not gonna remember.
Yeah, it's nice to take a joke and use it on somebody else when you're not like filming it.
That's my camera.
Yeah,
correct.
Oh, that makes more sense.
And we're on the scene.
You don't have a wide. People have
above your head,
right behind you. But you don't see
not
you
for
in
everybody.
It, though, so you can do whatever you want in that wide.
I'll write that down.
I'm also the editor, so.
So make sure people saw what that meant.
Yeah.
You need to be careful. Show all of it. Just always, it should be picture in picture
no
the entire
cuts.
Time.
I'm just pushing this through.
I'm settling in now.
Good, good.
You comfortable?
Yeah.
Good.
Are you comfortable, Drew Barrymore?
Yeah. How are you? What's your levels right now? Has it gone?
I feel like
down
I'm in a
dream.
This is like really fucking cool, but at the same time, my brain is still in shock.
How's your psoriasis?
My psoriasis is clear.
Is it moderate or severe?
It's guttae psoriasis, which is activated by getting strep throat. When you get strep throat two weeks after, your body's still reacting, thinking that there's something it needs to fight off, and then it goes to the skin cells. Yep, exactly.
Are you staying off gluten?
No, I have gluten.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Do you have any weird medical conditions or ailments besides like the usual stomach ache?
None of your business.
Okay. What is my business?
This is
what
an open podcast.
What can I ask you, Rick?
You can ask me anything you want to ask.
What was your first job?
You want to interview me.
In a way, you are our guest. You are on Unfiltered.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? I want you to be in a comfortable
space. I'll be interviewed.
Okay.
My first job was working at McDonald's.
Get out of here. The epitome of the American dream.
Is it?
I think so. That's usually what they would say about, like, if you start at McDonald's.
No.
Spirit Halloween.
That was your first job with Spirit Halloween?
Spirit Halloween, but it was seasonal. Wow. I mean, you only had the gig for like a month.
Yeah. Well, you know, because they close so often, that's why I always make sure, just in case it's not October, always have a fake mustache on you.
Oh, wow.
So I have the spirit of Halloween in my pants, if you know what I mean. Not flirting.
Oh, that's hot.
You also have a cheeseburger on your sock, too.
Well, I think it's a cookie.
Because you worked at McDonald's.
I don't know.
Oh, what was your favorite thing to make at McDonald's?
I didn't like working there because I was 13 when I was working there. I got a worker's permit. I was working at 13. I'm a real hard worker.
Wow.
And I would get really hot making coffee or being around the heat.
Okay.
Stuff. And I'd have to wear a hat, and the hat hurt me. I'm still sensitive to a lot of textures and things, but when I was a kid, I was very, like, it's hard to wear stuff. And, like, I had OCD that was a bit, it was an obstacle for me.
Yeah.
And like, I'd have to take stuff on and put stuff off all the time, and I would feel everything I was wearing and the heat, and I didn't want to be there. And shout out to Georgie, who would always make the coffee for me, even though it wasn't his job. I just hated it so much. And I would leave early all the time. I think I worked there for 8 months and I made $600 some in 8 months.
Okay.
I would leave all the time. And I would ask, and I'm like, I'm 13. I'm like, I want to go home. And a lot of times she'd be like, okay, could you please just finish the lunch thing? And I'd be like, fine. Or she'd be like, okay. And when you work, you get either half off or a free meal. I don't know. But I would always like, you have to work. I think you have to work at least a half a shift to get the free meal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And there were some times where I didn't, half a shift, I think is 4 hours. So there were times where I didn't quite make it to 4 hours. And a few times I said, could I please still get the sandwich? And usually she'd say, okay.
That was sweet.
To go back to the work permit, because that, I've never heard of that. What constitutes like a work permit for a 13-year-old? Like what?
You have to be 14 to have a job.
Yeah.
13 is too young.
Okay.
But if you get a worker's permit, which I think it has to be, you have to be signed off by your parent or guardian and the school. So you go to the school, you get a form. It's basically a worker's permit that the school signs and my parents sign. So when I bring it to them, like, I'm allowed to work at 13 years old.
Yeah.
Here's my permit for it.
And does there have to be a specific reason, or is just like, oh, I feel like working
earlier? I don't remember that many things.
Oh, God. I never heard of that.
How did you get to work?
My brother had a job.
Yeah, was this, was after school you would go?
Must be, or maybe it was summers. No, because it was during the, I remember that I made enough money. To where I could buy, I bought a PlayStation and Resident Evil 2.
That $600 went directly to it.
Yeah, and it's like, holy shit, I could go do something and then get anything I want. I remember that, like.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I remember that feeling so well. And I also remember going to get the Resident Evil 2 and like, I bought this. And I got this. I thought it was so cool. Point being, I think I got it in January, and I must have stopped working not too far thereafter, so it couldn't have just been summer. So yeah, I must have worked after school. I may have walked there after school, mm-hmm. probably like a mile or
uphill
two away.
Both ways. In the snow.
Emotionally, but no, pretty flat surface. Weather was good. I was just hot.
This is the Mighty Kids meal era, though.
This is when the good toys were happening.
Because remember, there was the Mighty Kids meal that wasn't for like the kids anymore.
It was
for like the preteens.
Maybe. I don't know. I do remember when Burger King had Dragon Ball Z figures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big DBZ fan?
A DBZ fan.
Okay.
I don't want to. You know, you say you're big, and it's like, oh, well, an episode, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I'm a legitimate fan.
Yeah. You watched every episode or just most? Or I got up to the Cell games and then, like, Majin Bahu. That's when I kind of dipped out.
In sixth, seventh, I don't know, whatever grade, people were circulating the Japanese, or it was actually Cantonese with English subtitles of all, I think it was 271 or 291 episodes. And I had them on these five discs, and I would burn them and sell them on eBay, the whole series, and I would get like 100, 200 bucks a pop for this. Fuck McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
But then there's issues with like, you're illegally selling blah, 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 blah. So I came up with a workaround. I also used to buy and sell Magic the Gathering cards and Pokemon a little bit.
Ooh.
And I would, well, I'm selling this swamp for $200 and as a free gift, I now realize I'm still distributing. You're not allowed to do that. But I would just be churning these fucking things out and my mom would go to the post office for me. And I would just, it was like 400 a pop and then 200 a pop and then 100. And then when people weren't buying them enough. But like, I don't know how much I made. I made probably a few thousand bucks selling these things, which again, for 8 months, I made nothing at McDonald's. So like, and it was then where I started like, I also had a job at Best Buy. I worked for a bit, but like, I always was like buying and selling collectibles. Then in college, I got into stocks and stock options, which felt like collectibles, kind of, not really, but it's still like
a limited time price for it, and you can make money.
A gambling in a way that was, you know, felt like
it was a glorified gambling.
Yeah, I still invest. I don't like do day trading options like that now, but I still am into comics and magic cards and buying and selling.
Oh,
and getting stuff graded.
What do you know? The magic card that Post Malone just bought for like $1 million.
Two million.
What is it?
Yeah. So they can't. Lord of the Rings. Magic the past few years has been doing collaborations with other IP. Lord of the Rings being one that was a newer one.
Interesting.
And they have this one card, which by the way, that card, there's multiple versions of it. It's printed in multiple versions. It's a rare that exists, but they made a one of one version of it. So it's the only one of one magic card.
Yeah.
And like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, you know, like who gets the magic ticket? People were going out buying boxes trying to pull this card.
Okay.
Somebody pulls the card and nobody knows what it's worth because it's one of one. So it's whatever somebody's willing to pay for it. And people were throwing out offers before it was pulled. I'll give whoever 100,000. I'll give whoever 400,000. I'll give her 800,000. He gets it pulled and it was graded a 9, I think, right?
Is it the same world as like Pokemon Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
No.
Or is it just more of like a
different.
So
like,
Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon are TCG, collectible trading card games.
Yeah.
And they exist in a similar way where people collect and there's rarity and some are worth, et cetera, money, some blah, 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 blah. But in 1993, Wizards of the Coast, Richard Garfield came out with Magic the Gathering. That was the inception of this format.
Yeah.
And since then, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, those are probably the two bigger after Magic.
Yeah.
But nothing, this is like people who don't know anything about Magic have heard of like Black Lotus, probably. I don't know if you guys have heard of that card. Yeah.
I was going to say, is it a specific card or is it in the same deck as like the cards that we're seeing right here?
So Magic is a
$10,000 for the Black Lotus.
No, that's I'll buy however many you're willing to sell me for $10,000. That is not $10,000.
Okay.
These cards are especially great, especially the alpha and the beta. They're over COVID. One sold, I think, for seven figures.
Oh,
but like
boy.
high hundred thousands. Like
wow,
when they're graded to 9.5s or higher.
It is.
I bought when I first moved out here. I had $10,000. I had $10,000 saved.
All on one card.
I had $10,000. I went to college. I saved my money. I lived at home for a year and a half. I saved my money before I could move out to California. I had a mattress on my floor. I had no bed frame. I had a mattress and a blanket. I had no sheets. Mattress and a blanket. A pillow, I'm sure, but no sheets, no desk. I had nothing. I used all my money to buy Power. Type in power 9 to buy magic.
I thought we were bad. I did the same thing, but with drugs.
Did you run this decision?
drugs, watches, and cars depreciate. Art appreciates.
Wow, he knows you. That was all three, actually.
Did anybody in your life tell you this is a great decision? Did you run this decision by anybody?
I ended up selling, like, as I would. Like, I buy stuff to hold. It's store of value type stuff. You buy stuff, and then when I need the money, I sell it. I ended up selling almost all of them over the next year.
Yeah, it's a good, like, stored value.
Yeah.
Did you ever earn one?
You mean pull one from a pack?
Yeah.
No, so though the power cards, those cards, Alpha, is this interesting?
Yeah.
I know nothing about this, and I'm so into it.
So Alpha came out in 1999, and it was this card game that not that many people knew of. I don't remember the number. Type in how many Alpha rares. I think it might be two.
I love how
it's 1,000 or 2,000. I think it's 1,000. 1,100. So Alpha comes out, right? And when you buy a pack of cards, there's one rare, three uncommons, and then the rest are commons usually.
Yeah.
You get one rare per pack, right? Also, if you got a starter deck, there's two rares in it. The point being, there were so few cards made that there was only 1,100 of each rare, right? So literally 1,100 exist. Those sold out really quick. The game was kind of cool. All right, they did it again. We'll print again. They printed all the cards again, basically. But now, because it was Alpha, it was a new edition. It was called Beta. Alpha and Beta both have black borders. The difference is Alpha is the only edition where the corners are different. You could tell Alpha if the cards are upside down. This is relevant for a reason. No, wait a second.
I love it.
So then they doubled it. So they doubled that run. So Beta, there's around 2,000 or 2,200 rares, right? Those sold out. In the same year, they came out with a new set. Alpha came out. Those are done. Beta, we'll come up with this new set. It's called Unlimited. We'll have an unlimited amount. Those same cards, there was a couple of changes. They added some stuff. But it's all the same art, but it's white bordered. There's, I don't know how many of those. I'm going to say 10,000 of those. Then those sold out. And then they came out with new editions. Arabian Nights came out. The Dark, Antiquities, all these things. And every year, kind of like how you guys change studios, every year or so, mm-hmm. new editions come out. And the game keeps getting bigger, so there's larger and larger print runs. Point being, all of the Power 9, the biggest cards, Black Lotus being the most powerful, the most expensive, all those cards, nothing was printed after 1993. I didn't start playing until like 1997. Wow. At the time, I remember at the time, Black Lotus, I saw them at the card shop and you saw it in the case and it was $200. I'm like, that's insane. I remember there was a Northern Paladin for $5. It's a piece of cardboard. You can't buy it. But by the time I ended up buying these cards, they were between $800 and $1,200 a piece. I bought four Black Lotuses. One of them was a Beta Black Lotus that I bought for $800. It came, and it was Alpha. Now, at the time, Alpha was, no one who wanted Alpha, because they didn't like it as much because when the cards are upside down, it's considered a marked card because you could tell it's Alpha because the corners are different. Yeah. So people didn't value Alphas as much because you couldn't play with them. I remember I was upset. I ended up selling that card for like $1,200 a year later. As time goes on, people realized Alphas are more, there's half as many as betas, a tenth of unlimited. Alphas are the most rare. Alphas are very coveted. Also, there's this new format that came out called A40 where you could only play an alpha card. So you have to be rich to be able to make this deck. Anyway, that card now is selling easily for $100,000. And
absurd.
So, and I bought an unlimited Black Lotus. Again, I wasn't pack fresh because these packs don't really, they're hard to find. But I bought an unlimited one and I sent it and I got PSA. It was graded 10. I sold it for $1,700 over COVID. One sold for $90,000+.
Oh my!
But I did years ago when every time I booked a season of television, which it used to be drama. It used to be comedy before I was award-winning dramatic actor, and I'll still do comedy. I love doing it, but I would get myself a gift. And
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One year, I bought myself a beta starter deck. And beta starter deck is it's a pack of beta.
Sealed.
And it's and for people who are wondering about, like, because people now are, like, faking them and getting good seal jobs and you don't know if it's sealed till it's open. I bought it at a time that I knew who the person was getting it from and the lineage of that. And it wasn't at a time where they were at a price people are doing that. So I'm very, very confident mine is official. It has a sticker on the bottom. It says $8.95. I bought it, I think, for $4,000-something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are now going for, maybe I'm wrong, maybe it's more now, but around 30 plus, 30,000.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, BetterHelp.
Baby, we are in some stressful times.
Yes, we are.
And we all carry around different stressors, baby, big or small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
And therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
Exactly. Therapy is great. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
And it's so easy to get started. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
And it's not even the switch. It's not even all that. Baby, it's the being in your house while doing it. You don't have to drive somewhere, yep, sit in a waiting room. You know. It's just things are dirty. I don't want to be touching doors anymore. I just want to stay home and I want to talk to a therapist from the comfort of my own bed. Because what's more comfier than that? Mm-hmm. Talking to a therapist and then being under your covers. You know what I mean?
It doesn't get any better.
And it's just nice to like talk to somebody that's like good at this stuff. You're not talking to a friend,
yep,
to a boyfriend, girlfriend, to your mother, your father, your grandma. Like, we want to talk to somebody that's going to give us actual advice, and it's completely
unbiased too. They're not there to, you know, tell you what you want to hear. They're going to be honest and try to really help you.
Yes. So get it off your chest, baby, with BetterHelp.
That's right. All you have to do is visit BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath today, and you're going to get 10% off your first month.
Exactly. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you so much, and thank you for helping all of our listeners.
Are you checking on eBay for these sales?
Facebook Marketplace is the best place to check for this stuff because it's people who are actually buying.
A Facebook Marketplace.
I get everything from Facebook.
Are you being serious?
I just feel like my whole house is all Facebook.
Being serious?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff? Like furniture?
We have like all mid-century furniture, just like interesting art things.
It's curated Craigslist in a way because it's not as a not. It could still be bullshit, but it's like you could also then look at friends and there's like rooms like you're going to buy something from somebody. Traditionally, you send the money, then the seller sells the card. But like, how do I know the seller is legit? And you could go into these marketplaces and be like, hey, they go like, anytime you've done a deal with this person, put it up here. And like, there's reputations around.
Okay.
Like, it's safer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what your identity is. I know what your mother looks like in your
Facebook
photo.
So is the money in ripping a pack open and trying to hope for something more valuable or like having a sealed pack you want to try to like sell
packs
that?
Packs are so rare now. If there's 1,100 alpha black lotuses, there are less sealed alpha packs and starter decks, right? I actually was bidding on an alpha starter deck because the lineage was from somebody who worked for Wizards of the Coast, so you knew it was legit, or the best, most you can know. And then it got to the price point where it's like, I can't do it. And the person who outbid me, then it got to a point where it broke six figures. And then, by the way, me spending this kind of money, I don't spend this kind of money.
I was just about to ask, is this the most expensive thing that you're using your money on?
But the reason I buy this stuff is because it truly is, it's store of value investment stuff. Like, I've bought packs and these cards and then I sell them or I trade them for stuff. I got into Bitcoin a while ago.
Yeah.
And I would sell stuff and then I buy, I'll use that for Magic cards and then I sell it. And then it's like, I put so much, my podcast, I do so much editing. It's got, especially starting off, I was able to do this stuff because of these cards. So like, it's not, I don't feel like I'm just throwing this thing. It's like, I'm buying this because I believe, until I don't believe, that it's worth at least this. Mm-hmm. And when I think of what something's worth, I don't just think of what it's worth. There's the fun of having it and the what it might be worth, but it's what is it liquidable today? So like, oh, this is worth $100,000. Could I go on Facebook and get that within the next 30 days? Could I get that much money? If not, that's not what it's worth. So it got to the point where it was more than I've seen other ones sell for. I also thought there was some validity into it because we believed it was real. Like the authentication of it was like as best as you could find. And so that set a new price point of it. And then I'm friends with these people in this magic community. And I went to this thing that Post Malone was at, and he ended up buying an alpha starter for this price because it's like, oh, this is now what these things are worth. Yeah. If I didn't make that bid, it wouldn't have been worth that. Which also made me realize like, it's so easy to manipulate this market.
Yeah.
And it's also, the truth is like, when you're in collectibles, something is worth only what you're willing to pay, as is everything always. Yeah. But all you need is, if there's only 10 of something, you need 11 people to want it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sets this price point. So now people are doing what, like, BlackRock is doing the real estate. Like, people are just, like, acquiring things.
Yeah.
To manipulate the market for it. And there are people who talk about where it changes the purity of what the thing is and blah, 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 blah. And I also do subscribe to that. But there is something about, I've sold a lot of these cards. I also keep them in a safety deposit box now.
Yeah.
I just don't like having them at home.
I was about to ask. Where are these?
If I have a guest that is a magic person, I had somebody on, Joe Manganiello on, and he plays magic, and I didn't know that scheduling, and I didn't go in time. Like, oh, I want to show these off, and like we talked about them, but like I'll go and I'll bring them home, and it's like I'm having a sleepover. Like I have custody with my cards yeah. for a little bit, and I will legitimately like I'll sit there and I'll just like look. I'll sit on my floor and I'll look at them. And it's like, I can't believe I have this.
Did your passion came from like playing the game?
Yeah.
And you don't play the game anymore?
So I do. So the game is, I mean, you guys don't know anything about magic, and I'm making this. This is like the biggest magic, most magic talk I've had.
It's interesting because you're like just seeing your face. I love how passionate.
Interested. It's the best.
Jordan, yeah. Do you know about this?
Do you play?
I feel like at some point it's just going to just stay with the owner. Like it's going to go, look how expensive it's getting. Like, I don't understand how it can keep circulating.
As is the same with art. I look at the same thing as art, where there is a market and a marketplace for this stuff. Right. To answer the question about playing, I don't play as much as I'd like to and used to, because a few years ago, this new format came out. It's called Commander. It's magic, but it's different. I guess the way you think of it is like 5-card draw versus Hold'em or 7-card draw. It's like, it's poker, but it's different. Very easy to learn if you already know, but you can't use the deck I've already built. I just recently got into it. I have I'm part of this magic community now, and they keep saying, come play, and it's fun, but I don't, and they've let me use their deck, so I've started to do it a little bit, but I want to use my deck, so I'm not playing as much as I used to, but there is something about magic. It's so fun, and I played it since I was in whatever grade when I was a kid. So there's a nostalgic feeling. It also still works, and also that I looked in the case, and this is a $200 card. And $200 when you're a kid is depends on who you are, but $1,000, $10,000, $800,000, whatever. It's like you're not going to spend that money on that.
Yeah,
and I never would. And like, oh, if only I did. And I would watch. It's similar to Holmes. I remember 5 or so years ago. There were homes, I'm like, that's $2 million. That's fucking crazy. That home is now $4.3 million.
Mm-hmm. And you look at it, you're like, there's no way it's going to go up more than it is.
You keep chasing it. As you potentially continue to make money, if you even are that lucky, then stuff, and I've just recognized the patterns of collectibles enough to where like I got good at knowing where that stuff would be. But also it was kind of like, it was a hobby. And then to keep on top, it was like a job. And it wasn't a job I wanted to do, so I left it a little bit. But I still have that appreciation and understanding of it. I'll still go on marketplace stuff and like, what's stuff going for? What are people selling?
Yeah.
And I see some stuff, and it's like looking at a pair of tits or something. You're like, holy shit. And it chemically, it's like, that's fucking awesome. It's like people will show off their collections. There's some guy showed I saw, and the main two collect card grading are PSA and BGS. BGS is Beckett. And the main difference is, externally, the main difference is PSA is 1 through 10, and BGS, they have half markers, so you can get 0.5s. The reason they do that is because BGS has 4 grades. So you get a card to grade, and you could, like, you look at the corners, the edges, the surface, and the centering. So, like, everything could be really good, but as a nick on the corner, it could be a 10, 10, 10, 8. right? So like you see, it's a more strict. I'm not going to get into the practices of how like honest everything is, but it's more strict. So when you see a 10 PSA, it's a lot easier to get a 10 PSA because if you're a little thing wrong, but with BGS, they would give you a 10, 10, 10, 9, 5. It's very hard to find perfect 10s. Got it.
Yeah.
It would still have a 10, but it's not called a quad 10 because it's not all 10 in every category. So there's a thing called basic and quads, right? So if you have a 9.5, it could be 9.5, 9.5, 9.5, 9. That's a basic 9.5. It's not 9.5s around.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I saw this guy had a set of 9.5 quads of all of the dual lands. And it's like, to acquire those, how do you even find them? And like, people know like there's not that many of them. So once you get to a grade, like the difference between a 9 and a 9.5 could double this could be 8,000. It could be 50,000 in a 9.5. Even it looks almost the same just because there's less of them. And collectors want to have, I don't have anything less than a 9.5 or anything less than a 9 or whatever. So now there's like, there may be 1,100 of this card. There's only one in this grade.
In that condition.
Yeah, and people know I got, and BGS has this thing you could go on and you could see people's collections and it has a grade. So you have a point system and you see like, oh, his is 95%.
Are people perfect. Showing their faces with their collections? Like, I don't know, are they not, just not like everybody's sitting above celebrity. It? Just like, yeah, is there like identities to
maybe.
It?
Maybe. I mean, some people do podcasts and stuff. There's this channel called Alpha Investments that I used to follow. And he's part of this community. And I used to really like those guys. And I ended up getting into Facebook Marketplace just before COVID, before stuff like really started. I don't know if you guys remember, but during COVID, crypto and collectibles went to town, right?
Yeah.
And I would ask a lot of questions. And there were people that didn't like, they thought I was spamming or something. I also then changed my name because people were like being mean. Not everybody, but there are some mean people in all these communities. And like, I don't need you to know, like, not that I'm a famous person, but you could look me up and see me in things. Yeah. Let me be anonymous.
Yeah.
And then somebody called, oh, he's changing his name. He's trying to.
It reads scam.
Yeah. So I then tried to make myself like, hey guys, I even said, I'm not this famous person, but I am. I'm in the public eye and I just wanted to be anonymous. But like, I could appreciate you feel that way. Anything I buy, I'll send the money first. And then, well, PayPal, people will protect your blah, 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 blah. I said, I'll you could wait 2 weeks. I said the first few, I said, I'll send cashier's checks because I trusted these people.
Or I'll just fly to you.
No, I'm not going to do that. But I did buy, I'm not going to want to talk about it. But so anyway, so it just started this off of this thing, right? What that clocked for me is I noticed that there's a difference between people not trusting people. And then there were people that were just bullying. He doesn't understand. I didn't know about the stuff I'm telling you.
Yeah.
When I was collecting, it wasn't into BGS. I was just PSA, so I didn't quite understand the system. So they were making fun of me that, oh, he doesn't know the difference between blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you guys are so fucking mean. So I was out. Couple people sent me messages. Hey, I just want to say that like these people are kind of bullies. I don't want to speak, don't let them speak for the community. The Magic community is actually really nice. There's just some people who are, I also know that these are fucking nerds. I was and am one of them. I know it's like, they didn't have friends. They weren't, I'll speak for myself. I wasn't very accepted as a kid. I wasn't bullied, but I didn't have friends. And Friday nights I would go to the card store and play Magic with people twice my age. And that
was, you know,
so like I could appreciate now these people are older. Maybe they have more confidence. They have more money and they're protective of whatever their bullshit. But like, so that brought me back in and I left that marketplace and I got into another one, right? And then people were talking shit about the marketplace. And it's like, I just wanted to get some beta cards, bro. And so then anyway, I'm in it and then people were just mean. And there were some people, I followed the Alpha Investments channel and I liked that guy. And I saw him collaborating with some other people. And I'm not going to say names of people, not that you would know, but like there were just some people like, oh, that was the guy that was mean as shit to me. And this guy was so mean to me. And there was this one guy that wanted to do this box opening, which would have been awesome. A box of unlimited, which 36 packs of unlimited. There's a decent chance you're going to at least get some power, if not a Lotus, one of these things.
Yeah.
And then you sell, there's this format where you could like sell packs, but we opened them on screen. You know, what's his name did it? He's probably your world.
Logan Paul?
Yeah, they
with
did
Pokemon
it.
Card.
But there's ways of doing it different ways. There's ways of doing it and charging an amount that's fair. Mm-hmm. There's ways of doing it that's not. There's ways of doing it that's like authentic, whatever it is. But like, it is an exhibition and I get that. And I have an audience and I wanted to be part of that. But he then wanted, I don't, I feel like it, even I'm not saying who it is, I don't want to get in too much.
Call him out.
Absolutely not. But like, it got to a point where there were some of the things that he was asking to do was like, oh, I'm not going to do this.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good on you for wanting to do that. That's not what we agreed to.
Yeah.
This is what I'm comfortable with doing on my channel in front of my people. I'm not going to do these other things.
No way.
I was, also, this was a guy that was mean to me. He later then apologized. Then later, this thing was brought to this thing. He ended up doing it elsewhere, and I watched it, and it was very cool. I wanted to be part of that. So it's not like... I get what he wanted to do. He just wanted something that was more than I was comfortable doing. I had a boundary with it. Uh-huh. And taking advantage of promoting some other thing and blah, 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 blah. So be it. It doesn't work out. And I was very direct. Hey, man, I'm not interested in doing this. That's not what you agreed to. I could appreciate why you would want to do this. I just want to let you know I'm still down to do it if it's this. I am getting a little bit of an uncomfortable feeling with this stuff. So I just want to be very direct. Let me know if you want to do blah, 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 blah. He didn't respond to me. Mm. So then... However, I don't remember, days, a week later, before the thing was on, I just wanted to check in, blah, 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 blah. He didn't respond. Then later, he ended up doing it with somebody else and posted about it and called me out and was Ooh. And said, don't trust this person. He said he would do this. And he was, it wasn't just out of context. It was lies.
Yeah.
Now, there was a little part of me that got like, kind of like chemically was like, it just reminded me of like, kid stuff and like yeah. you know uh-huh. being bullied and but also it's like whatever dude I but I didn't like that my reputation in this Facebook market, you know what I mean, like I really did
so fresh
and from that it wasn't the reason I left, it was also like I bought some and I still do and there's some people who I've bought from and they do stuff and I trust them and I would again and I have I've just like I'm not at a I did some well with some crypto stuff I wanted to sell some of it because I've been in for these dips so I know like take some profits, have some stuff, but like, when am I going to keep it in the bank? Buy some magic cards, you know?
Yeah.
So and I'm in a place now where like, I'm not doing that stuff and I'm kind of putting it into stuff I'm making. So I haven't been buying cards, but like, there's still people I would, but like, they were fucking mean in there, bro. I don't remember why I even brought this up, but.
No, dude, it's very interesting.
I could see it being a nasty
Do you own
community.
Any valuable Pokemon cards though at all still?
Probably. Okay. Yeah, I haven't gotten any of them graded. I ended up selling those off because Pokemon I collected because it was fun and I like collecting and I like opening packs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't in from first edition, but right after.
Yeah.
So I was still like, I had some like, I don't know if it's unlimited edition, I don't know what they call, but like some like Charizard and some like some
Bulbasaur,
special Mew stuff.
Yeah.
I had a lot of, I still have some. I have to look through. There were some that I'm like, I should go get these graded. But when I wanted to get them graded, this was during COVID when like it's more than a year wait. And then I kind of forgot about them.
How much does it cost to get graded?
It depends on, so they do something where it's a percentage of the value of the card and you have to Ooh. Say what the value is, which is tough to know, but it could get expensive. Also, you have to insure when you're mailing stuff, because like, there's cards that are
yeah,
in the
I'd
high
be scared
six figures.
If you're sending it in hoping they don't mess it up while doing it.
Yeah. What does like a grader look like? Like what type of guy is it?
I don't know. Or girl.
Or woman.
But there's also like there's ways of being faked, and sometimes they don't know. And there's you could get grades and you don't like your grade, and you could get it regraded. And the risk is what if you get a worse grade?
My brother, like 20 years ago, he had a thick binder filled with these type of Pokemon. He was obsessed with Pokemon cards, and he got them from anywhere he could find it. And then one day, my mom, like, she threw them out.
I've heard a lot of stories about that.
I told my, so when it was getting popular, like Logan Paul's posting all those videos, I called my brother. I was like, where is that binder of Pokemon cards that you had that you're obsessed with? He's like, fucking mom threw it out. Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing too. I wish I had it. So this binder,
it might make
like
him feel better.
Hundreds.
There's cards are worth money, and not to say that a $30 card is nothing.
Yeah.
But like to go crazy, you need to be like in the very early editions with those stuff. Like
yeah.
First edition for it to be money where you're like, oh no. You know, like, so if he didn't start right when it started.
When did it start? When did it like first start?
95, 97?
Yeah. Oh, 99? Okay. Yeah, I think it was a little later than that.
When did Pokemon, boy. Oh, we have, that's so much fun to have someone, do that. What an asset to have on a podcast. Will you look up when did Pokemon cards come out?
I'm guessing 96. Oh, the game was 98?
The card game.
Or wait.
96?
Yeah. October 20th.
20 years ago is, 2004.
I mean, it was early. It was early. Like, he was young when he was collecting those cards.
I had all of my holographic ones in a special binder, but I think I took that binder to college and, like, I set it up, like, in our living room, and someone during a party just took it.
Yeah.
Wow. It's fun. I used to go to Barnes & Noble's all the time to get packs. And opening packs.
And Barnes and Noble to get the packs.
Yeah, that's where I buy my Pokemon cards.
Target, Walmart. We go to Barnes. I know Barnes and Noble sold the Pokemon cards.
Yeah, well, it was a different time.
Yeah, different time.
And was it as exciting as it is at the time, like Logan Paul was doing it, like opening the cards and be like, what do I have? Or is it just much more narcissistic? Well,
probably more for like just the thrill of getting a new card, not like as a value of money.
It still was that. The value wasn't the same, but it still was that. Like, you pull. I remember I used to get packs of alliances, and like you wanted to get a Balduvian Horde or Ice Age, and you want a Jester's Cap, and it's like, and you pull one, and you go, oh, like, oh shit! I watched one last night. I fucking love watching people open up. Packs
what's that?
And
what's
stuff.
That feeling? What it, like?
And you feel you're watching it, and you see people, and they pull. I watched a guy yesterday pull. He opened up a booster box of Unlimited Power Max Emerald.
I'm putting in my head like to try to like.
It's a lottery ticket. You find out your lottery number.
Like I'm in my head. I'm seeing a garage, like a huge garage, and I open it up, and there's a Porsche inside. That's like a air cooled Porsche that I'm like, oh my, I cannot believe this is mine now. I open the garage and it's there.
Yeah, like, I mean that's a very specific situation. But yeah,
no, to me, cars is like cards.
That was like that was a show where they would open up
Storage Wars.
Yeah.
Something so like that. I would have that same like, sure. Shaking, hyperventilating,
and you also would probably know like there's only a certain number of these things.
Yeah.
So now it's gotten to the point where like people have been as you open it, each time you open a card, sealed inventory becomes that much rarer by definition. You know,
yeah.
So there's also someone's like you don't want any of these old cards. You asked earlier if there's money involved. I'm making this number up, but 99% of the time, whatever the number is, like you're going to lose money by opening it. This box that is worth $30,000, the moment you open it, unless you get one of nine cards, it's going to be worth $4,000. So the idea of it being so expensive is both maybe this exciting thing is inside, and also this thing by definition has become rare in and to itself. So it's like once you open it, it's not rare anymore. But watching people pulling, like you'll see people and they're wearing gloves and they'll do the card and they put it down because they're, oh my God. I've watched this video before. There's another one of this guy opening these packs of 86, 87 Fleer basketball cards, and he pulls a Jordan rookie and he puts out the video. So like you've been wanting him to get this fucking, and he gets it. When you're sitting at a blackjack table, you want to be there with everybody. And when someone gets blackjack, it's very exciting. But if you just busted, you can't. It's not even just ego. It's like you can't appreciate it as much. That's why I love Vegas, dude. I love going to casinos. When I go, I want to put. If we all went, we could all play our own hands. But what I would suggest, objectively, I know every move to make in blackjack.
Yeah,
maybe you guys do too. There's just certain things that you do. I also am with two deck. I don't
count.
No, but like I'm better at two deck than others. Also, they don't pay one and a half. But point is, I'm a good blackjack player, as good as you can be.
Yeah.
Let's all pool our money, not just for that, but also the more hands we play, the worse odds we all have of winning.
Right.
But also, there's something different. Like if I didn't just win, we won. I didn't just lose, we lost. Like you're in this whole fucking thing, and it's like it's a rush, you know. when you're watching, it feels like you're in on it with them.
Yeah.
Because you want him to, pull it, and like, fuck yeah, this is like, look what we did, look what we did.
You know, it's just like, that fucking crazy guy. Everyone's like, who the fuck is this guy?
I'm getting hyped up right now.
And there are people that do. There are people that do. Like, they'll buy a box. Like, there are people that have a box. I've seen it. I don't remember his name. I would like to shout him out. I'm not remembering his name, but he's had a box of Beta. So each pack, it's 36 packs. I don't know what a box of Beta costs now. Around then, they were probably around 10 grand a piece.
Yeah.
So, like, it's expensive. And so, like, he's opening this, he's making content. You know, people will sometimes, oh, there's too many ads, or who gives a shit about this? And people will write in. It's like, you guys, we're making this both for us to have a creative outlet and to make money, obviously. Yeah. But first, to have a creative outlet and to entertain you. This guy is opening up these packs. I get to watch this. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is so fucking cool. But people will like, oh, you know, not necessarily on his channel, but people will be like, opening so slow. What the fuck? It's like, bro.
Give him time.
Yeah. For you to do this, you'd have to spend $360,000 and probably lose money. You get to do this while you're jerking off and ordering goop. Enjoy it, you know? And you get to do this whenever you want.
I get the hype. Like, I'm just like relating it to like things that I enjoy. Yeah. And I understand the feeling.
But you don't do Dungeons and Dragons. I feel like you'd be so good at
that. I want to learn how to do it.
My buddy Kyle Newman like writes like the books for him and stuff.
That's a video game though, right?
No, it's a
Magic was in Magic.
That's a tabletop game.
Magic was created to try and make a version Dungeons and Dragons and turn it into a tabletop like a card game. Dungeons and Dragons is more performative, and think of it like you have a dungeon master that comes up with a story, and then you guys play. And like, all right, you're going through the forest and you have to blah, 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 blah. And you end up going to have these campaigns that go for months and months. It's a similar skill set.
Okay.
You have to be a story writer to be the dungeon master.
Right.
Huh.
Do you guys like when the community grows and like, or is it more like you want to keep it to yourselves and not let it get too big?
I understand what you're saying. No, it's always good for it to grow. With it comes, maybe you don't feel as special. And or maybe more hate comes into it.
Is there more like I've been doing it since 1990?
There's an ego thing too. I'm sure there's something I can't think of that I feel that way. I just remember I've talked about this in a podcast before. I remember I used to love Twista and
the rapper.
And he would always feature on stuff and people didn't know who he was. And then he kind of popped off and people found out. And I do remember being like, you guys didn't know about him before I did. And I remember that. I used to feel that way about wrestling too, a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I liked wrestling right before it got real popular.
You used to argue that it was real. You were that kid?
No. I also didn't know as much as people I watched with.
People used to fight back and forth like it's fake. No, it's real. And people were passionate.
It is real. It's showmanship. But like these guys are hurting themselves.
Yes. Yeah, that's all real.
It's not real in the context that we're seeing. But I do think that I wonder how much people don't appreciate. Like the people that are so sure it's not real, how much they don't appreciate what these people are actually doing.
Yeah.
Like a magician, he didn't really make that thing teleport. No, but there is some serious craft and work. That's like, no, it wasn't necessarily the magic of how it's defined. And no, it's not resonant how it's defined, but like.
She used to be a magician's assistant.
I was.
Yeah. Oh,
she's really? Been cut in half is multiple times.
What was a magician?
I know how he did it. I'm not going to reveal it though.
But there's a craft.
There's a craft, and I will not reveal my.
Who was your magician?
His name was Crendel. It was Virginia Beach.
Yeah, Crendel. Did you stop doing it? I know Crendel.
You do?
I had him on my podcast. He was one of my first guests.
Wait,
I can't tell if you're being serious. Acting.
There's no way.
Come on.
He's
there's
good.
No way.
Wait, thank you. No, right? No. Anyway, I performed at Virginia Beach for a summer as the assistant. So I did all the illusions.
And you learned
them. I got cut in half, yeah.
Fun. I went to the Magic Castle for the first time a couple months ago.
What is that like?
Did you see
You have to get invited, right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, don't you have a...
I got connects.
You can get us in.
Yeah.
It's like kitschy in a fun way. It's entertaining. It's the corny stuff. It's the good kind of corny. The cool stuff is the cool stuff. You also, I went twice. The first time I went, you have to wear a suit. Like, you have to be dressed up. And I had a show at the Improv before. So I did my show in a suit. So I could go over there. And I went there, and I wasn't wearing the right shoes. And they wouldn't let me in. And I was like, oh, fuck. And it wasn't years later, I went recently. And you have to get dressed up, which I don't love to do.
What type of shoes do you have to wear?
Dress shoes. I was wearing all black. It would be these in all black, basically. These, but like.
Damn, I didn't even think they'd catch that. It's fucking wild.
Yeah. I was wearing a suit and tie.
Wow.
But you go and it's like. Also, you get dinner, and everyone you're with is dressed up, so you feel like you're at something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just you've gone then, right?
Yeah, I was just there like a month or two ago. Did you see the shrimp guy?
I try not to talk about people's height, but I did see a guy. that
his like trademark is the shrimp trick.
Oh, no.
Oh, I forgot his name. He's unbelievable. You have to see him.
I forget all their names. Get your
team in. See Hannibal? The guy Hannibal?
I don't remember any names.
They'll have different people there every night or every weekend.
Yeah, I think people have like residencies and some people are there every Tuesday, Thursday or something, but like for a couple months and then new people come in. The way I felt of it, and I was actually really, really attracted to it. Like I was so inspired. It was, you're seeing a world that you didn't know existed and it's just like anything else. It's like a workplace. And this is their work.
Yeah. So it's basically like a comedy club for magicians.
Yeah.
But there's different rooms and different times.
Yeah, it's like a country club.
Yeah, because there are people who are members, but they aren't performing all the time. Like Jason Sudeikis, he's a member, but you have to audition. You have to do like 3 or 4 tricks.
Also, you go there like we'll go to the Magic Castle for dinner. Like like you have to be if you're a member, like Club 33 at Disney.
Yep,
I heard about that.
It's not that, but it's like that.
If you stay at the hotel, you get, though, automatic admission into
Magic is so cool. I'm so fascinated. It's one of those things that where you look at it, you're like, I wish I could do that, but you never want to put the time in to like learn the sleight of hand.
Like wrestling.
Exactly. Exactly. Because like
it really
that.
Is. Some of these people, it's magic.
Yeah.
It's like
I bought a Zippo because I saw people doing like Zippo twirling things. And I'm like, I'm going to do that. And then I tried it for like 3 seconds. I was like, I'm not going to put
Did you see In and of Itself on Broadway? Oh, do you know what In and of Itself is? Derek Delgadio?
I do go to a fair amount of shows, but I'm not that educated.
It was like one of the best like magic shows that was on Broadway. But there was this
show.
And now it's like on Hulu, you can watch it, but there's an illusion if you saw it in person.
Oh, he's fucking incredible. I watched him. I saw him here.
You had him on your podcast,
right?
So you
did go to In and of Itself live.
If that's what it was.
You pulled the card in the beginning.
It was insane.
Did he guess yours like exactly?
I don't remember what he did with me.
End of the show, he looks at each person in the eye and he tells them what they originally went in and like.
I don't remember. I was stoned. I don't remember all the tricks.
Oh, damn.
But I do know he's got his social media account and he does stuff and he has a stopwatch there. So as another work that you could see that it would have been hard to edit, even though you could fake that now. But I saw him live. It's legit. It's the most impressive. I watch a lot of America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
It's the most impressive hand like card tricks I've ever seen because. What he's doing, if it's not magic, if you're like, magic doesn't exist, then what he's doing is, the only thing I can understand is, he's a savant.
He also directed someone's comedy special recently.
He did mine.
Was it yours?
No, I don't think.
And he did a trick on David Blaine one time, and he didn't, and David Blaine thought, like, when we finally met David Blaine, I was like, Derek Delgadio did that trick to you one time with the champagne bottle in your house, and David Blaine was like, how the fuck do you know that story? Like, he was so impressed that I knew about it.
It's mind-blowing.
I mean, I personally think some people have superpowers. Like,
I believe in superpowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
For sure.
Yeah, this guy's got it.
From magic to magic to magic.
Right, we covered it all.
So you said you worked at McDonald's.
Did you even work at McDonald's, or did you make that up?
We'll find out next week. Another episode of Unfiltered. I'm Rick Glassman. Check out my podcast, Take Your Shoes Off, or Rick Glassman on all social media. Thanks for watching. And as always,
none of your business.
None of your business.
Well, thank you so much, Rick, for coming on. I really appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form, on all the podcast platforms, and every Tuesday on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ZaneandHeath.
Also, make sure to check out Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneandHeath. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every month. And we also keep these cameras rolling for another 15 minutes. It's an extended cut bonus version of the episode. patreon.com/ZaneandHeath. Make sure to check it out.
Thank you so much.
Toodaloo.
Love you.
Bye.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.